The city of Kryvyi Rih sits in central Ukraine, roughly 400 kilometers southeast of Kyiv. It's an industrial city of about 600,000 people, and it's President Zelensky's birthplace, which is not incidental context here. Russian forces have struck it before, but Friday's attack was different in both scale and method. Drones hit the Fabrika shopping complex, which is described as Ukraine's largest, and this is the detail that's drawing condemnation, a second wave struck while first responders were already on scene. That's the double tap structure that international humanitarian law treats with particular severity, because the second strike is specifically designed to kill the people trying to save the first victims.
The current toll is 16 dead and 9 people still missing in the rubble as of this morning, with rescue teams working through the night. And the missing number matters here, because in past strikes of this kind, Mariupol, the Kharkiv market attacks, the final death count came in significantly higher than the initial reports once the debris was cleared. We're almost certainly not at the final number yet.
What's striking from a military analysis perspective is the target selection. Civilian commercial infrastructure, a mall on a Friday, a shopping day in the president's hometown, this is not ambiguous. Ukraine's air defense systems have been stretched thinner as this war has ground into its fourth year, and Russia has refined its drone saturation tactics precisely to exploit gaps. The double tap timing suggests real-time reconnaissance, someone watching when the responders arrived.
And while that was happening over Ukraine's airspace, Ukrainian drones were hitting Samara, which is a city in Russia roughly 1,000 kilometers from the front line. The notable target was an Ozon warehouse, Ozon being Russia's largest e-commerce platform, essentially their Amazon equivalent. This appears to be the first time Ukraine has struck an Ozon facility specifically, which signals a deliberate expansion of the target set toward Russian commercial and logistics infrastructure. The logic is the same logic Russia has applied to Ukrainian infrastructure: degrade the systems that sustain economic normalcy.
There's a calibration question here that military strategists have been debating for the past 18 months. Ukraine's long-range drone program has grown dramatically in capability. These aren't the hobbyist drones of 2022. They're purpose-built, GPS-guided, capable of precision strikes at ranges that would have seemed implausible 2 years ago. But striking a logistics company's warehouse carries very different international optics than striking a military depot or an energy generation node. The Kremlin will use that image, a civilian warehouse in flames, in its own information operation.
The broader pattern here is a war that has increasingly blurred the line between military and civilian infrastructure on both sides. Russia framed its attacks on Ukraine's power grid as targeting military-relevant infrastructure. Ukraine will likely frame the Ozon strike similarly, given that logistics networks support the broader Russian economy that funds the war. But the International Committee of the Red Cross has been increasingly vocal about both sides' obligations under the Geneva Conventions, and those obligations don't disappear because your enemy started it.
What this weekend's strikes confirm is that neither side is anywhere near a negotiated pause. The diplomatic channels that briefly showed some activity back in the spring appear to have fully frozen. Russia is conducting strikes that provoke maximum civilian outrage. Ukraine is reaching deeper into Russian territory with every passing month. The shape of this conflict right now is escalatory on both axes simultaneously.
And for the families of those 9 people still missing in Kryvyi Rih, all of that strategic analysis is beside the point. Rescuers are pulling rubble by hand this morning, hoping to find survivors. The human cost of this particular strike deserves to sit with us before we move to anything else.